Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamieson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Morton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Guy Morton. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Brouwer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Lamott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walter Johnson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walter Johnson. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Judge reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Pisanik and he is out, Harris applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton fires to first and picks off Brouwer. one out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive towards short. Peckinpah catches it and throws to first to double up McInnes. Two outs. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pisanik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill fires to first and picks off Pisanik. One out. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Rice steals second. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris misplays the ball. That's an error on Harris. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground for an out. Jameson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Judge hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brouwer hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamotte takes first base on ball 4. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lamotte. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Lamotte steals second. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pisanik takes first base on ball 4. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. Morton hits a fly ball into right field. Brower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Brower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Rice reaches second base with a double. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris bunts, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lamott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lamott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brouwer hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 2 in the game. Morton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Brouwer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pisanik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Smith pinch hits for Val Pisanik. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. O'Neill drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Smith out. One out. Clyde Millan pinch hits for Walter Johnson. Clyde Millan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Francis now pitching. Patsy Garrity now catching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris misplays the ball. That's an error on Harris. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Speaker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Francis fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Judge strikes out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brouwer hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.